Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel is your go-to spot for all things tractor and heavy equipment. From sales to service and even locating that hard-to-find part, we can handle it all. We even have rentals. For all your tractor and heavy equipment needs, visit Southern Equipment in Laurel or call 601-651-4555.
Free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the road. You're going to hear that a lot over the next couple of weeks, largely due to this guy sitting next to me, Ben Wimpigler. We're at Prancer Park in downtown Laurel, and if you want to get in the Christmas spirit, it opens at 6 tonight. 100 decorated Christmas trees here in downtown Laurel. It's just a wonderful event, and Ben, we appreciate the great ladies and men from the United Way to have us down here.
Yeah, we're excited to be here. Prancer Path. We're excited to be here, and I know we've got Coach Hazelwood on in a minute, but I do want to give a quick shout-out. We did have a couple of signature sponsors for today's event, Farm Systems here in Laurel and then Legacy GMC of Laurel. Thank you to those guys. But, yeah, Bob, we're excited to be here. It's a beautiful display, and excited to talk to Miss Betsy in the next segment.
Yeah, there's nothing better than downtown Laurel. It really is beautiful. We're going to bring Jenny Hazelwood on here momentarily to talk about volleyball signees. But first, I'm going to go to Dima Mixon. He's the reporter that keeps up with everything. Two more basketball games last night, Dima. Two more losses for the men and the women. This has not been a very good road trip.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't at all. Really, I think the women were just going for the sights. You know, that we knew that they had a ton of tough matchups out there in the Bahamas, losing last night to Texas A&M 79-57. But I mean, I think the more shocking result is the men's side, where Abilene Christian was able to beat Southern Miss 82-74 in a game where, you know, I think, Kelly, what did you say? 3,000 students at Abilene Christian.
Yeah, so, Abilene Christian, and they take Bible classes.
Yeah, so I don't know. They must have been praying
maybe
hard.
Maybe that's why they won.
Maybe so. So Southern Miss, both teams losing again last night, and just not looking up for really any part of the athletic department this fall.
No, right. A pretty disappointing start, particularly with the men. You're right. I'm not sure that we didn't anticipate the women running into the buzzsaw they were against out there. But they got a good trip. They got to go to the Bahamas and swim in the ocean. So it can't be all that bad. The guys will probably be glad to get back for a number of reasons. And one will be to get back to the weather here, although it is sort of a brisk afternoon here in Laurel. All right, we're going to be talking to the lady responsible for this beautiful Christmas display. Also, Luke Johnson is going to join us later in the show here live in downtown Laurel as we continue to monitor the search for a new football coach. But first, Coach Jenny Hazelwood from Southern Miss Volleyball. And, Coach, always glad to have you on the show. And we hear you got some new ladies coming into the camp.
Yeah, well, first, thanks for having me. And appreciate any opportunity to talk about our program. And we had 5 signees in this recent class that we signed, and we're super excited to add them to the mix.
Can you tell us, Coach, where these young ladies are coming from, and then we'll recap the season a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. So we actually are, you know, we have a couple kids from Mississippi. Diana Wells is one of them. That she's an outside right side, and she's actually coming at semester. So she's been at Germantown High School. She's by far one of the top players in the state of Mississippi. And then Sophie Sosa is another top player in the state of Mississippi. She's a middle blocker. And so just, again, a little more hometown depth for us there, and 2 players that I think will be able to make a lasting impact. And then we also have Kira O'Donnell. She's an outside and right side. She can play on either pin, and she is from the Chicago area. And then Terry Younes is another right side hitter. Really, she could play on either pin as well, and she's from the San Antonio area in Texas. And then our other middle to round out the five signees is Ellie Stewart, and she's also from outside of San Antonio. And just all of them bring so much depth to our roster, but also just different skill sets and different strengths. And you know, it's really going to help us continue to build in the long run, so we can build a sustaining program and not just, you know, one that's ebbs and flows with the transfer portal or anything like that.
But once you think you can just finally let your hair down and breathe a little bit, you there's a chance that you're going to lose some young women as the portal opens up. So you've got to kind of have a B list, if you will, of where you're going to turn if you happen to lose some of these players. Welcome to the new horizon of college sports, right, Coach Hazelwood?
Oh, for sure. And look, I think that you're going to see coaches across the country trying to figure out what works best for them. And for us, we wanted to have a solid 2025 class so that we knew a large core of who we had coming in. And then we'll be able to, you know, as the normal attrition with the transfer portal happens, we will be able to look in the portal as well to fill some of those needs. And so, you know, it works both ways, where we'll be able to fill some needs there as they come up.
At one point, you guys were tied for the leader in the lead in the West Division. And then, as it turns out, you know, you didn't, the second half of the season, not near as successful as the first half. What didn't the young ladies do as well as perhaps we needed to, Coach, in order to have a better second half?
You know, we obviously worked through all the problem-solving abilities we had to try to solve just that. And, you know, I think a lot of it is, you know, in our conference, I mean, one of the teams we split with, I mean, Arkansas State won the regular season title and lost to Texas State in the conference championship. So, you know, I mean, we know that we were, you know, in the mix with teams that were at the top of our conference. And I think just the, you know, ups and downs that we had, it just showed that we had, you know, in a number of key positions, still some pretty young players. And even if players, you know, were sophomores, so they're returning, maybe they didn't play a ton, if at all, their freshman year. And so it's just a lot of inexperience on the court. And, you know, when there's a point where as a program, you're used to being the hunter, you know, trying to go after the top teams. And we've just got to turn that corner to, you know, if we want to be the hunted, then we have to consistently perform at a high level night in and night out.
And one of the things, you know, that double-edged sword of the transfer portal is if you have young players that didn't get to play, you know, their immediate reaction is, well, I want to maybe go to a school where I am going to get the chance to play. So you've got to juggle that as a coach too, saying, hey, stick around, your chance is coming.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, not an easy thing to juggle all the pieces, but, you know, I mean, I believe everything happens for a reason, and I, you know, will have who's supposed to be here at Southern Miss and making the impact that that they're meant to make in the time they're here.
Well, we wish you the best. Now, again, the transfer portal opens. Does your transfer portal schedule open up the same as football and all the other sports there the first couple of days of December?
Honestly, my goodness, it changes all the time. and not just that, but then, like, if a coach gets let go, people are going in the portal even now, because
I gotcha.
When a coach gets let go, like, they can go in the portal. Grad students can go sooner. But then, yes, our regular window will open up for everybody else, essentially. But the regular season still has another week in our sport. So,
all right, Coach Hazelwood, we wish you nothing but the best. Congratulations on your signing class. And, again, probably not finished. There will be some other names that will probably emerge as time goes on, and we'll get you back on to update us as your roster evolves. We'll let everybody know. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
All right, thank you. Coach Jenny Hazelwood, coach of the women's, well, there is no men's volleyball team at Southern Miss, and she does not coach beach volleyball. You know, that, yeah,
that's a whole other sport.
Yeah, you would think that would be a natural progression, but not the case. And they got into the tournament but lost to Coastal Carolina in the first round. And really, Bob, as Bob rejoins us from Laurel and Demon, when we look at really all the fall sports, it's been a rough go for our Eagles in just every sport.
It really has, and it's really unexplainable almost. I mean, you would expect it to be different, obviously, especially how we thought of feeling about the football team coming into the season, and then how we feel about this basketball team and what they can still achieve. The season's not over by any means. I always say the season really doesn't start until you play the conference games, but just some obvious flaws within that basketball team that we've already starting to see and that could come up and hurt them later in the season.
If there is a silver lining to the start that the basketball team has had so far, again, Dima just said you have to win the conference, which we've all talked about. So far, there has not been anybody in the Sun Belt that has risen above the fray and appears to be the team to beat. There's got
right,
a lot of
correct,
teams
correct.
That are under 500.
Yes, all pretty much all of them,
well,
actually.
I'm just glad we have beach volleyball that closed the circle of my life, man, when we got that. We'll be right back. We're in downtown Laurel, and we're going to get into Christmas spirit when we get back. Stay with us.
Dripping with sarcasm.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the road. We're in downtown Laurel. My daughter born in this town, and I just saw a Trump supporter walking down the street. I feel at home in downtown Laurel here for Thanksgiving.
You always do.
Hey, we're glad you're with us. We're at Prancer Path, which is, if you're not in the Christmas spirit, you can come over here tonight at 6 o'clock, and that's when it opens. And there are over 100 beautifully decorated Christmas trees here together in downtown Laurel. Ben Wimpigler is with me. And, Ben, I'm going to let you introduce our guest. This lady is responsible for this beautiful Christmas display right behind the Eagle Hour Super Talk tent.
Yeah, we're excited here. Miss Betsy Ivey, she's been with the United Way of the Pine Belt region for almost four years,
yeah.
And she is, hey, look, 4 years at 4 years at Prancer Path. She is really the shining light of the Prancer Path. Does a fantastic job over at the United Way, and we're just really excited to have her on. Miss Betsy, I know we talked in the morning show this morning, but for our Eagle Hour listeners who were not tuned in to just the pure excitement that was Good Morning Jones County this morning, tell us a little bit about what, see, Bob, I mean, if you were listening this morning, you would have heard. I mean, it was just so full of excitement.
We were on fire.
I mean, but so tell us a little bit about what, for people who may not know, they hear Prancer Path. I know Bob mentioned the trees. Tell our listeners what exactly Prancer Path is and what it does for our community.
Well, I would love to. And first of all, thank you all so much for having me down here. And, you know, it's starting to look like Christmas out here, but now it's starting to feel like Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the temperature has dropped about, I think, 10 degrees since this morning. It's pretty chilly. But Prancer Path has become the largest fundraiser for the United Way of the Pine Belt region. And it is a trail of over 100 Christmas trees, beautifully decorated and sponsored by different businesses, organizations, civic groups, churches, individuals. And that's where the money comes in. So the money comes from the sponsors so that we can offer this as a gift to the community. It's free for families to come and enjoy. It'll open tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. and it will stay open, weather permitting, and through New Year's.
At 6 o'clock tonight, I suspect you'll have a crowd of people down here getting ready to come through, right?
I am thinking that we will. The last several years, the crowd has grown larger and larger, and last year it was all the way up Library Street and Central Avenue, down around, curved around Bella Bella. So
it was
huge, and the vibe this year feels even bigger.
So businesses decorate the trees, but you were telling me off air that you and the United Way, you actually buy the trees, you set the trees up, you take care of all of that, right?
We do. We handle all the infrastructure. So all the sponsors have to do is show up and decorate.
Oh, so it's a big job. When do you get started doing that?
It is a big job. So about a week ago, the trees were cut fresh from Smith Tree Farm, and they were brought down here, and then very kindly, we have help from three utility companies, Dixie Electric, Southern Pine Electric, and Mississippi Power, and they sent some crews down here to help us get them all put up and bolted in these custom-made stands.
Right, and you've got to light 100 trees, 100-plus Christmas trees at one time.
Yes, so we just set them up for the crews to come in and decorate, but the sponsors get to do all that fun stuff.
Hi, I want to ask you this. Are you from Laurel originally?
I'm not. I'm from Picayune.
Picayune. How long have you been in Laurel?
I've been in Laurel almost 30 years.
So you're basically
from Laurel. To call it home,
okay,
for sure.
Every time I come over here, and today was no exception, but today surprised me because we're, 2 days from Thanksgiving?
Yes, sir.
The town is full of tourists.
It is.
That have come to Laurel for Thanksgiving.
I think they've come for Prancer Pass.
Well, no doubt.
Well, you know they're going to enjoy that as part of their visit here.
Well, I do, and you know, there was actually a segment on Hometown last year, one of the decision-making scenes where the couple decided which house they were going to buy. It was filmed down here at Prancer Path last year. So
is that correct?
It was.
What has that TV show meant to the United Way?
Well, it really has brought an awful lot of foot traffic past our building. We have people stopping to ask us, you know, what do you do? And it gives us more opportunity to share the mission of the United Way. And it brings an enormous amount of foot traffic to the Prancer Path during the holidays.
That's wonderful. I see your sponsor board up here. Not the sponsor board, but the organization.
That's who we sponsor.
Yes, that you sponsor. Mm-hmm. So the money that has been raised goes to a variety of charities in this region, correct?
That's correct. We serve charities in Jones, Jasper, Smith, Wayne, and Covington counties.
Kids involved, I would think. Some kids-related charities and charities involving those just in need.
Yes, sir. We support organizations that help promote better health, better education, and financial stability. We support three food banks that certainly affects children, at the Good Shepherd Clinic that helps people that don't have any health insurance. So, yes, sir, children are affected in all walks of life.
Ms. Betsy, one thing that we talked about this morning, and I want to kind of highlight more, the opening tonight. Tonight is going to be a whole event.
It's
going to be huge. Kind of tell us what, if somebody's listening right now and they're going to make the trip to Laurel, what can they expect tonight when they come?
Okay, so if they want to get here just a little bit early, we're going to start the festivities about 6 o'clock on the big stage, just making a few comments, and then we're going to announce the winners. We had judges here yesterday, and they judged all these trees. They had a very difficult time, but we're giving out 8 trophies tonight. So that'll happen first, and then we'll have food trucks down here in the area. We'll have Smashed and Loaded, Bubba's Hot Dogs, Handmade Lemonade, Personal Touch Favors by Alicia. And then Daniel McElhaney, he's just this amazing saxophonist, is going to take the stage about 6:30, where we open the gate right here and let people in to see Prancer Path for the first time.
Do you hear that trailer, Kelly? Smashed and Loaded. You dated a woman that went by that name, didn't you?
That was when in her dancing days, Bob.
Yes, what I mean. Yeah, yeah. I think you introduced her to me.
Yeah, she retired from dancing a long time ago. You know, that's when I was dancing with Chippendales, and my name was a whole
this
lot of love.
This is her second gig, I think.
Yeah, this is her second gig, Ms. Betsy said. She's now got a food truck, Kelly, in case she
she's
didn't
taking
keep you
it
up
on the
today.
Road.
Well, Betsy, will you take a question from Hattiesburg here?
I absolutely
will. Be nice to this lady.
No, because the trees, once Prancer Path is done, the trees get sold, right?
No, they'll stay up through New Year's, and honestly, by the time New Year's comes, they are a little crispy and a little orange. So, no, I don't think anybody's interested in buying one then. But
we could make a package deal for you, Santa.
Yeah,
you could come pick them up, and you and Smash and Grab, what's her name?
Smash and Loaded.
Y'all could haul them back in the food trailer.
But to your question, I will tell you that it is actually a fight to the finish after we get all the decorations down. I have people who are avid fishermen wanting these trees for their ponds.
For sure.
Literally last year, it was kind of a duel out here. People with trailers fighting over the brown trees. So
those brim will grow all around them.
That's
trees.
That's exactly right.
And you can go catch them. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for folks like you, things like this wouldn't happen, and that money wouldn't be generated. What is it that drives you to want to dedicate your life to helping people in need?
Well, it's a lot of things, but just knowing that there are people out there who are struggling day to day, and we see it every single day, and seeing families really trying, but the economy has been so grim that families who are otherwise stable now are really not stable, and it's a special kind of joy to be able to help someone, and I just feel like a little bit called to do this and be in the hands and feet of Jesus.
Well, you know, it's such noble work.
Thank you.
Those of us that are affected by inflation as an annoyance, perhaps we're very lucky. But
that's right.
You make such a great point. When prices go up like we've seen over the last year, if you're an elderly couple on a low fixed income, or if you're
a
family on a low fixed income. Mm-hmm. Then it becomes a really serious issue, doesn't it?
It really does. And they're having to make decisions over whether they're going to pay their power bill or they're going to buy food. And when we get those calls, we just move mountains to try to help those families. Mm-hmm. We also get calls where children who are not in school because they don't have shoes. I really could not imagine that in this community before, but we're seeing it every day.
And I tell you, Bob, being here in the community and talking to a lot of people, United Way is a bigger organization and there's a lot of moving parts. But the way they do it here locally, I've heard from more than one people who benefit from what they do. They're doing it the right way.
Yes, and we're all grateful to you.
Thank you so much.
People around you. I'm sure you have a good staff and volunteers and people
we're
that really help
you. We're not very
big,
but we're mighty. I have two on staff, and then I have an amazing communication committee that has really helped transform this empty parking lot into something magical.
Okay, Ben made several references to how entertaining his show was this morning. You must have been on it. That's what he's talking about.
I was. We had a great time.
Yeah, that's about the only time it's entertaining.
Thank you so much for all you do.
Absolutely.
Thank you for letting us come down here every
year.
We really enjoy bringing our show here.
Thank you
so much.
To
promote something that's so important.
I'm hoping to see y'all tonight at 6 o'clock.
All right. Thank you very much,
ma'am. Thank you, sir.
All right. When we come back from downtown Laurel, Luke Johnson, you may have heard of him. He'll join us. He's going to tell us who the next football coach will be. Hang on.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour is in downtown Laurel, and there's no prettier place to be during the holiday season than this wonderful community. And, Demi, did you give me that beach volleyball schedule? I'm looking at my phone. I have not seen the text come through.
I don't have it for you. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, Demi. God, they disappoint me, Luke, I'm telling you. Luke Johnson joins us now. No stranger to the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and wearing his Southern Miss apparel as always. And Luke's the guy that keeps his ear pretty close to the ground. So, Luke, everybody has speculation now. I guess we're probably, a week away from knowing who the football coach would be?
I would say less than a week.
What are your thoughts at this point?
Well, first off, all the Southern Miss burner accounts greet you. Bob, highly favored. Just wanted to share that with you. I was told to pass that on to you.
Thank you. I love it.
You know, I think it's inevitable for you to clash with people, but that's okay, right? That's what we do.
That's what we do.
We share our opinions, right?
That's exactly
what we do.
Right, brother.
So, because Thanksgiving falls so late, you've got to, I think, December 9th when the portal reopens. So, I mean, I think the press conference, whoever it is, I think it'll be Monday. I mean, I think that's what – so what that means is probably today, tomorrow is when you're making decisions. If, you know, based off the speculation and, you know, what flight blogs show and certain candidates at certain places. And, I mean, anybody that's been, you know, tracking some of those flights saw that, you know, there's obviously one first in Athens and then Atlanta and then one near Huntington and – then another in Dallas, and so that's where kind of the names of Hartley, Faulkner, Huff, and Woods showed up. And I still tend to think that this hire will be more of a manager CEO type that will just let his assistants do their thing. And I think Hartley, you know, I think Hartley kind of fits that bill. He was a special teams coordinator at Miami, Mark Richt. When Mark Richt went to Miami, grabbed him, and now as a position coach, but as a assistant head coach for Kirby Smart, I think he's what Southern Miss, you know, looks for in that. And that's just, I could be dead wrong. That's just kind of where my gut, I think probably Hartley may be the first guy on the list.
And he worked with Todd Monken, is that correct?
So yeah, before Monk went to the Ravens. And actually, Buster Faulkner was on that staff too, as an analyst. When Buster left Southern Miss, he went as an offensive analyst. But the tight ends coach was Hartley under Monk's entire time as the offensive coordinator at Georgia.
He's doing pretty good in the NFL, huh?
Yeah. But yeah, both national championships, Hartley and Monken were together at Georgia.
All right. Luke, I have a Luke. Sorry, Bob.
Wait a second. Yeah. What would you like to see? I mean, from the standpoint, do you think the program needs an offensive-minded guy, defensive-minded guy, or maybe what you said, a CEO type of head coach that hires good assistants and kind of gets out of the way?
Yeah, I mean, I think based off what we've been looking at, you want somebody that is able to manage a roster, manage NIL, and at the same time, though, I think will bring excitement. So I don't necessarily think a defensive-minded coach will be someone that would resonate excitement, even though sometimes defensive guys can, you know, just let their offensive coordinator, you know, run the show. Sometimes it doesn't happen that way. But I think the most important thing is to get a guy in who will let his coordinators – one of the frustrations the first 2.5 years for the last coaching staff was, you know, when Will Hall gave up the offense, you know, and that was so I don't think they would bring somebody in that would be a play caller or would call his own offense, you know.
The train comes every day at 1 o'clock, but we've never done a show here.
Yeah, before. Amtrak.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Luke, former players that have voiced their opinions to us have all been very strongly, loudly in the camp of Derek Nix, and now it appears that Derek Nix's name is not even coming up anymore. What say you to former players that wore the black and gold like you, and that's a select club, that have been so outspoken about Derek Nix getting a chance, and if he doesn't get it, what would be your verbiage to former players who would be upset about that decision?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first off, love Derek Nix. I was a teammate of his my first 2 years at Southern Miss, so he was one of the seniors that I looked up to, and then he was a coach. And so that's always, you know, great when a guy, one of your brothers becomes one of your coaches and you know, that relationship gets redefined. But he's always been solid, and I think he will be a great head coach one day. As a former player, and this is something that I've tried not to do, I don't tell people, you know, in leadership positions what should happen and what should happen. If somebody asks my opinion, then, you know, yeah, I'll give my opinion. But I think at the end of the day, you got to be for Southern Miss. And so it just depends on whether you know, people that make decisions think that should be the candidate or not. I think we don't know who's been interviewed either in an in-person specifically or in a sit-down. You know, I don't think there was a plane flight log that went to Auburn. But that's not to say that Derek Nix did not interview at some point in this process. I mean, objectively, he's been an assistant head coach in the SEC, and he's a coordinator in the SEC right now. And
for 15 years.
Yeah, or as an assistant, but I'm saying assistant head coach last year at Ole Miss and OC this year. So, you know, I think though that the opinions of former players matter. We just don't need to think that, you know, if we don't get our way, then you know, I don't know who you're alluding to or who has come out strongly on that. And so this isn't a slap at them or whatever. But, I mean, at the end of the day, my opinion, yeah, it carries some weight, but it doesn't carry, you know, half the weight, three-quarters of the weight, all the weight. So, yeah, whatever they decide to do, we just need to be behind Southern Miss.
Tima, you got something for Luke?
Well, I was just going to say on Todd Hartley, the only thing that concerns me about going with someone like him is just the level of experience as even – not even just as a head coach, but on a sense of not being a tight ends coach. I mean, if you look at his coaching tenure, he was a student assistant in Georgia from 05 to 07, graduate assistant in West Virginia, back to graduate assistant in Georgia, went to Marshall for a couple years, then has been in Georgia in 2015 as the director for player personnel. He was the tight ends coach at Miami. Then he's been the tight ends coach at Georgia since 2019. He hasn't had any big experience from a quote-unquote, as y'all are saying, manager role, and him coming here, if they hire him, that would be an experiment for him. He's never had the keys to an entire program, and at a program where they have to get this right. This is not something that they can afford to experiment with anymore. So that would be my only concern at bringing in a guy like Hartley because of that. And I'm just curious to hear your opinions, Luke, because he may check all the boxes from an analytical stance, but to experiment with another guy, to me, is just a very risky road to walk down.
So he was special teams coordinator at Miami, though, correct?
Yes.
So, yeah, he was. So what I'm getting at is I think that lends more towards a guy who will let his coordinators do their job. And so a guy who is, you know, the assistant head coach right now to a team that's going to play in the SEC championship, I mean, he's Kirby's number two. And he was, you know, taken to Miami under Mark Richt. And so you look at who he's been under and feel like, you know, he knows how a program should be run. And the thing you mentioned to start with, the director of player personnel, you know, that was before NIL and the portal 10 years ago when he was in that position. And I think that carries well. And the fact that he was under Doc Holliday at Marshall, so he's seen how a group of five programs run well. I mean, Holliday did really good when he was at Marshall. We know that firsthand at Southern Miss. So, yeah, I mean, eventually – none of these guys, other than been rumored to it as Huff, none of them have been a head coach. So at what point do we think that, you know, every box has to be checked? I mean, there is risk involved in every hire. And if Hartley's the guy, you know, I'm hiring an assistant head coach for a team that's won two national championships in the last 4 years. I mean, that seems like, you know, nothing safe. That's just the landscape. But I mean, I think that's a pretty good record.
Luke, you mentioned Charles Huff. Would that be a coup for Southern Miss to pull that off? Now, understand, Charles Huff was not under contract at the end. I mean, he did not get his contract renewed last year, so there wouldn't have to be any buyouts, is my understanding. But wouldn't that seem like a real coup for Southern Miss to be able to get Marshall's head coach when they're battling for the Eastern Division Championship?
I mean, it'd be a flex, absolutely. The deal with Huff, though, if they beat James Madison, how are you going to introduce a new coach the week that he plays for conference championship? That's the biggest question.
Yeah. Whoever it is, Luke, they got a big job in front of them. Football team is, I think it's fair to say, hit rock bottom. Where do you start rebuilding this program?
First off, you have to, you know, convince, and you'll have about a week to sell the guys in the locker room. Because some people, there does need to be a roster overhaul in some sense, in the sense of you get more and more good players. But, I mean, I think there are very good players on this roster. And so the first is, you know, selling your vision to the guys in that locker room who have experience and seeing what they believe in it and then going from there. But you got to hit the ground running for sure.
Are you going to stick around another segment?
Absolutely.
Luke Johnson with us in downtown Laurel. Ben Winpickler with me as well. Kelly Dima and Jeremy Graves, producer Jeremy Graves, back in the studio. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're at Prancer Path in downtown Laurel, first of many road trips for the Super Talk Eagle Hour here in the coming days. Real quickly, let's go back to the Hattiesburg studio. Dima, news and notes.
Yeah, so as we already mentioned, Southern Miss men's basketball fell to Abilene Christian last night. Leading scorers for the Golden Eagles was Neftali Alvarez with 21 points. He registered five total rebounds. Sorry, that was hard to read. Five total rebounds, 16 points for Denaje Harris, and he registered five total rebounds for them. And the Golden Eagles fell to 2-4 on the season, and they will welcome home this weekend and come back home this weekend to play Milwaukee on Saturday, November 30th.
Now, they did shoot the three ball much better. Much better yesterday, and they did get the floor percentage, you know, from like 31% the night before up to that 45-46% range, which you always want to. But the Wildcat Abilene Christian shot 52% from the floor.
Yes.
So even though the Eagles improved in some of those areas, Abilene Christian was even better.
And the women lost last night, as previously mentioned, to Texas A&M, 79-57. The Golden Eagles' leading scorer was Malia Grayson, 14 points. Only one rebound, though, for her, so that was kind of surprising. Sutton was able to register 13 points on the board. The Lady Eagles dropped to 2-5 on the season, and they will take the road on Sunday afternoon to play the UAB Blazers out there in Birmingham. So a 2-5 team for the women's basketball team and a 2-4 team for the men's basketball team as we're in the middle of non-conference slate. And we'll go back out to Bob and Laurel and Luke as they wrap up today's show.
All right, we're at Prancer Path. Luke Johnson, you're a Laurel guy. Things like this, these beautiful Christmas trees, 100 behind us, all the lights downtown Christmas. Man, you begin to really feel the holiday spirit here in downtown Laurel.
Absolutely. Prancer Path's been up for a few years. It's always something we come to. They got Santa's sleigh added this year.
Yeah, that's a new touch.
Yeah, really cool. So, yeah, what I love about downtown Laurel, they'll have in a couple weeks, they'll have, you know, shops will be open later. And, you know, right behind us, they're finishing up a new hotel my good buddy Josh Nowell's building and are redoing. But the Prancer Pass, one of those things that it gets you in the Christmas spirit. And I should make this mention, it's 48 hours before Thanksgiving. I cannot listen to Christmas music until Thursday night. Yeah.
I sent you a Thanksgiving song.
Yeah. But Ben was at church Sunday, and I told our church that I usually don't like just like super dress up for service, but I did. I said I'm celebrating Thanksgiving, so let's do Thanksgiving, and then we'll celebrate Christmas.
Then
but
merry jolly Christmas.
Prancer Path is awesome, and anybody that's already in the Christmas spirit can come out here already. It's gonna be good tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I did send you a Thanksgiving song so you can get hyped up for
you
Thanksgiving.
Did. I appreciate that.
Before we wrap up, though, I do want to again mention our sponsors of today's event, Farm Systems. We had Anna and Brian on this morning on our the morning show, and then Legacy GMC of Laurel. We certainly thank them and thank Miss Betsy for coming on. And Bob, one thing I did want to mention again, and I think Miss Betsy may have mentioned it, but this is free. This is a free thing for people to come in. People can walk through at any time. You know, there are donation boxes if people want to donate to the United Way, but it is free. You can come down tonight. Even the event tonight is free. Obviously, the food trucks, Kelly, you'll have to pay for the food trucks, Kelly. Don't get too excited.
Oh,
Kelly,
man.
But the event itself, you can come through and look at the Christmas trees. It's all free and really exciting and thankful that we're able to have events like this in downtown Laurel.
Well, I just saw a Minnie Mouse Jeep go by,
yeah.
A big, long golf cart full of tourists and a Pittsburgh Steeler fan walking down the sidewalk.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going
to
see here.
If you just go a fun exercise is to drive through the parking lots in downtown Laurel and just count how many states are here today.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. One day. Thanksgiving week and the town is full of tourists.
Oh. There. They'll come and lots of places to eat and hang out and it's fun, man.
So the man that you see tonight wearing the earphones at Prancer Path will be Luke because he's blocking out the Christmas music.
Yes, that's
until
correct.
Until after Thursday afternoon.
Look, if somebody wants to blare it, that's cool. But I mean, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord and we'll celebrate Christmas after Thanksgiving. Hey. Lauren Johnson and I are going to watch the Saints this weekend.
I'm going to be there,
really?
Too.
Yeah. Really? Who are they playing, guys?
The Rams.
The Rams.
All right. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
They're kind of bouncing back a little bit.
Yeah, a little momentum.
Three wins.
Yeah.
That's better than the beginning of the season.
It's better than the Cincinnati Bengals.
Hey.
Yeah.
And I just
Kelly's
want you.
Not even here to defend himself.
Right, I won't talk to y'all before next week. So my final prediction. And you can play this in my ear a thousand times I'm incorrect.
Go ahead.
I think next Monday Todd Hartley will be the head coach of Southern Miss.
And you think it'll happen Monday?
I mean, I think it'll happen Monday or Tuesday, just for the simple reason that you've got to get some traction going in there, and it makes sense. It always happens the Monday after.
And
now, you know, we have this on tape, like we have Stump missing that field goal against Georgia.
And if he says that, you know, he's happy to be at SMU. There was another coach at Southern Miss that said that too. I think it was Larry Fedora. It worked out okay.
Did. I'm happy to be at Southern Mississippi University.
Yeah, so.
I remember that day. No. Yeah, I do.
And actually,
you guys got a few more.
We got
a few more days to kick it around.
We really could.
Go ahead, Center.
We can confirm that from the facilities department over at Southern Miss that a room has been reserved. It's tentatively on hold for a press conference.
Okay.
No, I'm being serious. On Monday, that a room has been tentatively put on hold. So
Kelly, the Steeler guy's walking toward me with the Steelers, and as he turns around and goes in the other direction, the back of his shirt said, "Bengals suck." I have no idea what that meant.
That
wraps it up from Prancer Path
for
down
once
here
I agree
at downtown
with
Laurel. We really appreciate him inviting us down. Luke, thanks for coming, buddy.
Absolutely.
Back on the, special one-hour show tomorrow with Christian Ostrander. Don't miss it. Great, great interview with the Wizard of Oz. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We will talk to you again Monday. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.